Brilliance Audio presents The Nightmare Thief, a novel by Meg Gardner, performed by Susan Erickson. The young trader stumbled from the trees like a scarecrow running on legs of straw. Her suit was muddy, her blouse torn, her sleek Asian hair matted with pine needles. She ran into the street directly in front of Autumn Reiniger's BMW. Autumn braked. Oh, man. The trader glanced at her, but didn't break stride. With one arm, she clutched a battered lockbox. The other arm she cradled to her chest, protecting what looked to Autumn like a broken wrist. This was the place. Fun City. The trader ran across the street to the driveway of Peter Reiniger's palatial home. She was the last to emerge from the eucalyptus grove at the edge of the Presidio. The others huddled on the driveway. Beside them, Reiniger sat on the tailgate of a Mercedes SUV. Autumn got out of her car. She took a step, but Reiniger gestured for her to stay put. The trader swayed to a stop. Nakamura, that was her name. Autumn recognized her from one of her father's glossy corporate brochures. Chest heaving, the woman dropped to her knees. She set down the lockbox. After long seconds, she raised her gaze to Reiniger. Her silence made Autumn's skin tingle. Nakamura was controlling pain and raw emotion, and she was unintimidated. It was stirring. She knelt on the driveway, black hair falling across her face, and she held Peter Reiniger's gaze. With her good arm, she fumbled open the lockbox. Inside, hundreds of multi-carat stones glittered like tears. "I win," she said. A hush pressed upon the street. Birdsong, wind through the trees, traffic down the hill along the San Francisco waterfront, all ebbed. Reiniger climbed off the tailgate. "And?" he said. She dug her hand into the stones and clutched a fistful. "Ransom my team!" The people huddled around the SUV cheered. Nakamura let the stones, cubic zirconia, playtime diamonds, cascade back into the box. Reiniger pulled her to her feet. "You okay?" She wobbled, but smiled. "You owe me a raise." A medic jogged up. "Let's take a look at that arm." Her colleagues thronged her. Autumn grinned and applauded. The woman was tough. From the roof of the Mercedes SUV, a cameraman panned the scene, catching their glee. And cut. Cue the music from Chariots of Fire. Autumn strolled toward her dad, hands in the back pockets of her jeans. The game runner got to Reiniger first. "We'll edit the video and burn copies for everybody." Reiniger nodded. "We'll stream it at our board meeting." The game runner, a black guy with the hard fitness of a running back, poured antiseptic on a gauze pad and handed it to Reiniger. "Clean up."